With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump is in the driver's seat as voters prepare for tonight's Iowa caucuses. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Trump continues to hold a substantial lead in the polls as he eyes the prize in the nation's first nominating contest. The Des Moines Register NBC News Iowa poll released over the weekend shows the former president with 48% support from likely GOP caucus goers. Donald Trump heads into the evening caucuses with a 28-point lead over Nikki Haley, according to the latest Des Moines Register NBC News Iowa poll. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meeting with volunteers in Des Moines yesterday, Donald Trump says, based on the polls, he expects to have a good night Monday in Iowa.
I just had a call. What was the number? Like 71 to 10 national polls. Wow. 71 to 10 and 9. And we have another one coming out, 69 to 11 and 2. Wow. And these people are dropping like rocks. Yeah. But we're not.
It appears the real battle tonight could be for second place. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says the snow and cold weather will continue across a major portion of the country.
That Arctic air mass will continue to spill south and eastward across much of the country over the next couple of days.
By midweek, conditions should be improving in many areas. Communities across the nation planning to celebrate the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, with events ranging from prayer services to parades, but a winter storm is limiting some activities. In Atlanta, the King Center's annual commemorative service is being held at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King served as pastor. Meanwhile, the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis is closed because of icy roads. This is SRN News. Americans talk about the dead.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that nearly half of the general population believes that people who have passed away can still, quote, provide assistance, protection, or guidance to the living. The religious group most likely to think that is Catholics. 64% say the dead can help living people. Black Protestants come in a close second at 59%. Those two groups are also the most likely to believe that they can communicate with the dead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Asian country is paying the price for the practice of aborting unborn female babies. In South Korea, young men now far outnumber young women after 30 years of sex selection abortion. As a result, nearly 1 million South Korean males will be unable to find a wife, threatening the stability of the family. Similar trends are playing out in China, Taiwan, and India. This is SRN News. Thousands of troops in Acapulco are no deterrent to violence.
The Mexican government sent 25,000 troops to Acapulco after the resort was hit by Hurricane Otis back on October 25th, but the city's main business chamber reports gang threats and attacks have caused about 90% of the city's passenger vans to stop running, and that's affecting the resort's main form of transport and forcing businesses to close early. Category 5 hurricane killed 52 people and severely damaged almost all of the resort's hotels. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A tropical cyclone has hit the French island of Reunion in the Indian Ocean, bringing intense rains and powerful winds and leaving about a quarter of the households without electricity. Nearby Mauritius was also on alert as they also expect to feel the effects of Cyclone Billow. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.